This is Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
Derek Brose.
This is Derek Brose of the Conscious Resistance.
I'm here in Standing Rock.
That man is wanted in 5 different countries: Chile, Argentina, Brazil.
We've been fighting a long time. We've all lost so very much. So many loved ones gone.
Don't you fucking tease that horse!
You are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Above all, stay alive. You have no idea how important.
Hey everyone, this is Derek Brose.
And this is Miriam Gomez. Hi everyone.
And we are doing a special live video for you this morning. It is, what day is it? I don't even know what day it is. Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. We are literally 2 days away from the launch of our Mexico Activation Tour. And that's what we want to talk to you guys about for a few moments today. I'm going to go ahead and pull the website up. First off though, if you are new here, somehow stumbled across this video, I want to encourage you guys to bookmark theconsciousresistance.com, which is my website where I produce my documentaries, books, podcasts. Miriam is going to be hosting her meditations, Freedom Cell Meditations, which recently wrapped up. She'll talk about that in a moment. And that's also where you're going to see the latest videos on the tour and the activation tour. I'm going to be releasing weekly videos for the tour as I did last year in the US. So theconsciousresistance.com, but for today, the main focus is on the activation tour. So this website right here, activationtour.org, activationtour.org. And this is just the schedule page, activationtour.org/about. And for those who didn't get to participate or see what we did in the first tour, I'll just give you a little bit of background. Maybe you can start, baby. Tell them a little bit about what the tour is or what it involves.
Do you want me to read that?
You don't have to read that, but you know what we're going to be doing.
Yeah, so we're touring each city, and there's two parts to the tour, to each stop. There's the action day, and then there's the main event. And so for the action day, we focus on some activity that helps and supports that local community. So sometimes that looks like building a garden together or working on the communal garden. Maybe that's feeding the homeless or working on helping somebody repair their house or cleaning up the park, cleaning up the beach, different things like that. So honestly, that's one of my favorite parts of the tour. And then, and I'll tell you why, actually, because during that time, a lot of people come together and get to meet each other, doing something good for the community and get to bond together. And actually, I've seen that help grow stronger relationships in that community. And it's such a beautiful way to get things done faster and more efficient. So that's part one. And then part two is the main event, where I come in and I share a guided meditation and a little bit of a talk on mental health, well-being, and in relation to everything that's going on. And then Derek comes in with his talk.
Yeah. And so that's today's video title is Help Us Stop the Spread of Technocracy in Mexico, because, well, we're traveling Mexico beginning March 3rd all the way through the end of April. We're going to be doing, as this site here says, 15 cities, 17 different events. And as we did in the U.S. tour, like Miriam just shared, we're doing these community action days where we help give back to every place that we go to. And for me, I think that's important to just not kind of show up to town and say, hey, look at us, we have all the answers, but to contribute to the places we're going, to learn from the places we're going, and to give the other activists a chance to kind of connect to their own communities in some ways. So that's a big part of it. And then the meditation and the mental health and spiritual health that Miriam's talking about obviously is really intrinsic to what the Conscious Resistance is about and what this tour is about. But also, you know, my talk is going to be a little bit different from what I talked about in the United States. In the US, my message is more like, hey guys, we're already dealing with technocracy. It's time for us to exit out of these systems and, you know, get land and pull your kids out of school and use alternative currency and all these ideas. And that is still very much going to be a part of the message here in Mexico. But the big difference in US, you know, we already have facial recognition cameras everywhere in most major cities. We already have like surveillance. We are, you know, inching closer and closer towards vaccine passport, national ID cards, and eventually social credit scores. In Mexico, a lot of Mexico, these things seem very far away, like, you know, at least 5, 10, maybe 20 years in some parts of the country, because besides the major cities, most of the smaller rural areas do not have, you know, internet access for everybody or cell phones, let alone you know, CCTV cameras everywhere. So it's just kind of a completely different environment. So the message in Mexico is going to be very much about how do we stop the spread of technocracy here, right? For those of you who've been following me since I've been in Mexico, Miriam and I came here just about 2 years ago when this whole COVID insanity began, early March 2020. And since that time, I've been putting more of my effort and energy into writing articles and investigating what's happening in Mexico. I've done some investigations for The Last American Vagabond about Carlos Slim and his efforts to bring in the technocracy here. We've seen Guadalajara, which we're going to be visiting on tour, and I'm going to be documenting this. They've launched a digital currency. I don't know how much it's actually used or what it's for, but we're seeing that. There's talk of trying to pass a bill. It didn't go anywhere, but pass a bill requiring people to, you know, do their thumbprint or some sort of biometric in order to buy a SIM card for cell phones, because they say the cartels are using the SIM cards for kidnapping and things like that, right? So you can see the beginning stages of this creeping into the country. And for us being here, it's important to not just come here and as expats. Miriam's family is from here, but we haven't been living in Mexico our whole lives. So we're coming from the outside. We're coming from the US. We don't want to just come here and, okay, we got away from that insanity. Let's just sit here and chill. And like I see a lot of the expat community, they're on permanent vacation. So the message for this tour to the Mexican people that we are going to connect with and what we're excited about, these events are going to be in English and Spanish. You can go to the website, all of our flyers in Spanish and English. We need to get the website translate at least the main material as well. Hopefully we can do that. But the events are going to be in Spanish and English. We're marketing to the expat community as well as the Spanish speaking community, because we're using the Freedom Cell Network, which has just grown in Mexico. There's dozens of Freedom Cells that didn't exist 2 years ago, and they've just been growing. And so we're using that network, but we're also trying to integrate as much as possible and work with the local Mexican community. And for those of you who've heard me talk on James Corbett about the Translate the Truth Project, you understand that we're really trying to make an effort to get as much material into Spanish as possible. My books, my documentaries, James's documentaries, Miriam translated Mark Passio's, one of his talks. You know, we're really trying to make an effort to reach the Mexican community out of here and the Spanish speaking community in general. So the message for this tour is going to be a warning to the Mexicans, like, hey, in case you haven't noticed, all these people are coming from Canada and Australia and Europe and the US because they see Mexico as a potential refuge against this insanity. But you have the potential to stop it from happening here. And then the message to the expats is, again, going to be like, guys, don't just come here, run away from tyranny in your own country and then let it happen here, right? So the message is very much going to be about stopping technocracy and some of the similar ideas I mentioned in the US, but different as well. And you want to talk about, you know, your meditation, but obviously, like, we can talk about how in the last tour you launched the Freedom Cells Meditation Initiative, and you've been just doing so much since then.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to talk about that. I also wanted to mention, in relation to what you're saying about the message of this tour and your talk, one thing that we're seeing personally is that every event, every effort that we have made to share these ideas, share these conversations, or open up the container for these conversations here in Mexico, we get to connect with locals, with Mexicans who are already on the same page, who are already aware of the technocratic state happening across the world. They're already aware of how it's trying to creep in here into Mexico. They're already aware of the abundance of the possibilities here in Mexico to prevent that from happening. And so it's giving us an opportunity. I mean, we just saw this in Agorapulco too. It's giving us the opportunity to connect with those Mexicans, with those locals, and work together hand in hand. And they already have solutions. We have some ideas, working together and making it happen. So it's really such a beautiful opportunity to connect not only with those who are on the same page, who are coming to Mexico for these events, but also those who are already on the same page living here and probably know way more about the land than we do. So so I bring in the meditation, the spiritual and mental aspect, emotional awareness into the tour. And last year, September and October, during the activation tour in the US, I was giving my talk. And at the same time, guys, whenever I'm talking, whenever I'm speaking, it's always a message, a reminder to myself as well, as I always strive to continue to learn. And people are sharing their thoughts and their ideas. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, I need to continue to get into that routine, into that habitual practice of meditation or my yoga or eating clean and healthy and all that stuff, right? So I decided to share that, hey, I'm actually going to do a 21-day meditation challenge for myself to get back into that routine. And people were sharing that they were interested. So during the tour, we initiated the Freedom Cell Meditations group, and that's on Telegram. if you want to join, it's the handle is FC Meditations. And so we did the 21-day meditation challenge, invited everybody that joined us on tour and the whole Freedom Cell Network, as well as the Greater Reset. And from there, we transitioned. That was a success. We transitioned to weekly meditations every Sunday at 9 a.m. U.S. Central. Teachers from the actual network offer their knowledge, their wisdom, their skills to guide us in meditation and also share about the practice, about their unique practice, and then also how to implement these practices and into our everyday lives and find what works for us for our health and our well-being. Meditations are guided by people, by teachers in our network and then for the network. So I love that so much. And they're always free for everybody to join. And I have an ongoing list on Odyssey. Right now, if you go to Odyssey in the playlist, you will find the meditations that we have gone live with up to now. There they are. And catch up on those. There's lots of good teachings in there. There's lots of really good information. Tools that I love are simple and easy to implement and each every day and your everyday life, dealing with stresses, anxiety, fear, everything in this changing world that's going to come up. So there's those. And then, so again, transition, right? This month, we are focusing, instead of the weekly meditations, we're going to be focusing on a global synchronized meditation, encouraging all Freedom Cells to gather in person and meditate together. The intention is for world peace. Now, everybody can take that and make it their own and meditate and pray together, whatever your practice, however your practice is. I think that this is such a good opportunity, a good time for us to unite, whether doesn't matter what the background is, doesn't matter what our religious or spiritual beliefs are. I think that we all understand the power of collective prayer and collective meditation. So that's the goal.
Lots and lots of awesome, exciting things. And I definitely want to recommend, like I said, Miriam's working to get those meditations posted on the Conscious Resistance site as well. But the Odyssey channel is honestly the best place for this. I know we're going to post this afterwards. We're live right now on Odyssey, Rockfin, DLive, and we're going to post it on BitChute later. But Odyssey is the place I recommend to follow our work because they have the most features that I think are similar to YouTube and what people are used to, including playlists, which makes it a lot easier. When my channel's been around for 10 plus years, you know, it's hard to navigate all that. So the playlists make it easier to help you guys find our content. So go to the Odyssey channel for the Conscious Resistance and check out the playlist there. And let's just mention the tour again. So yeah. Miriam's got the meditation aspect of it. I'm going to be giving this presentation on how to stop the spread of technocracy in Mexico. And then I'll also be performing my music as 33, which, by the way, I think today, tomorrow for sure, I'll be releasing a new music video. So that's just in time for the tour. You guys can check that out. And then, of course, we're doing the community action days, volunteering in every city. And these are going to look different depending on where we go. And all of these events are free. There's only two events that we're also participating in, the World Family Summit and Tribalize, which are separate and a paid event if you want to go to that. But all of the tour events are free. And so far, we've got Querétaro, San Miguel. We should hopefully by the end of today have the Guanajuato details. And then we have Ziwa and Oaxaca City. And just I'll show you an example. You just click on this flyer here and it opens up and it tells you the details. Here's our action day. We're going to be doing a river cleanup in Oaxaca, which is pretty cool. We're going to be participating in this local community barter market. And then we have our main event with Miriam's talk and meditation, my talk, and then music. So all the details are right there at activationtour.org on the about page. As we're getting them, you can just click on the city you're interested in, and it tells you what time, location, et cetera. Come get involved. We're going to have shirts and books and things for sale. We'll be giving out free hugs, and we're looking forward to connecting with you guys because really I know that for both of us, the U.S. Activation Tour was one of the best times of our lives, just connecting with so many people in this very important time when so many people feel alone, they feel isolated. You know, there's people telling us that because of the Freedom Cell Network or the Greater Reset, they found other people in their community when they thought they were alone, right? So we can see the positive impact that my work, that her work, that the Freedom Cell Network, the Greater Reset, all the different kind of communities we're involved in, the impact that it's having. And the Activation Tour is just one more way to do that. And the other thing to mention is that this is going to be one of the last things we do for a while as well, because it's time for us to stay home and focus on getting our land, the land project, which you guys have heard me talk about for a couple years now. It's getting closer and closer, and we're really ready to focus on that. So after this tour of Mexico, we'll be coming back to Texas in May and doing a couple of talks. And we're doing a talk in Atlanta. And then after that, we're chilling. We're staying home for a good while. But if you ever want to know where I'm going to be or where we're going to be next, you can go to, again, theconsciousresistance.com. And if you guys check out our brand new pretty site here, check out the tour dates page. Just click on that. And I just updated it. So it's got all the details you need for where I'm going to be this year. Mexico Activation Tour, World School Family Summit, Tribalize, coming to Float Fest in Texas. We're going to be going to the exit and Build Land Summit in Central Texas, and the next steps in Atlanta, Georgia. And after that, we won't be doing any other events until the Greater Reset 4 in January 2023. So if you want to hear us talk and you're in Mexico or in Texas or Atlanta, this is going to be it for the rest of the year. And looks like Matt is going to be joining us in Playa del Carmen. Awesome, man. Those details will be posted soon. We're really excited. So please, if you have family and friends, whether you're listening from Mexico or not, if you got family and friends in Mexico, let them know. Activationtour.org. Check out the details. We just added a stop in Cancun, by the way. People reached out. But I think we're at our limit now for how many places we can do. Check out the full schedule at activationtour.org. And
This event is an opportunity to be a catalyst for building community and making connections between people who are on the same page, you know, on the same mindset, on the same heart wavelength. And so please share with your friends, share with your family, share with locals, share with businesses, share with everybody. And let's unite for this awesome event.
Absolutely. And again, if you have any questions about the dates and the details, this is the place to do it. Every question you have about what we're doing, where we're going to be at, who will be, is at activationtour.org on the scheduled page. So please go check that out, guys. And until next time, remember,
you are powerful.
You are beautiful.
And you're free.
Peace.
Peace.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.